Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
So the question for you guys is, you just heard the JD5 presser. Did it make you feel any differently? It increased how much of a chance I give him to play by about 10%. Probably shouldn't have. Danny was unfazed. I still don't think he plays. I went from, this guy's not playing, to, this guy's probably not playing.
I went from 25 to 30. So it increased. It's up, but not that much.
Let's go to Justin in Columbia on The Fan. What's up, buddy?
What up, Grant? Danny, thanks for taking my call.
Got it, dude.
You got it.
As far as the offensive side of the ball, I'm not worried. I believe in Cliff Kingsbury play calling and Marcus Mariota's ability. As far as the defensive side, I might still have PTSD from the Rivera era, but good running backs scare me, and Bijan Robinson's really good.
So good.
You know, if Deron Payne was hurt, I'd probably be a little more nervous than I am. But I believe in the offensive side. I think they can go without Terry and JD5 for one more week, but they can't let Bijan go off because he played well last year when we played them.
Well, luckily last year Zach Robinson forgot that he was on his team at halftime, and they stopped giving Bijan Robinson the football. And so if they could somehow get that to happen again, I would like their chances a little bit more. Bijan Robinson at this moment is the best running back in the NFL. Now, I know that's a big comment because Saquon Barkley went for 2K last year. Derrick Henry went for 2,000. Barkley would have had the greatest season in the history of the league if they didn't sit him in the final weekend. But right now, this moment, for my money, through 3 weeks of football this year, Bijan Robinson is the best running back in the league. And I say that based on how he runs the football, but also how exceptional he is out of the backfield as a pass catcher. And this is where I am petrified. I don't know how Washington is going to defend him out of the backfield as a receiver. You cannot put Bobby Wagner on him. You should not put Frankie Louvu on him. This is the job for a defensive back. Are you going to burn a guy like Sandra still doing that with a responsibility? I don't know what their plan is. That's why Joe Witt and Dan Quinn are smarter than me and get a lot of money. All I can do is sit here and be fearful that he's going to chew you up. They have a game where they get shut out and beat 30 to nothing, and he was still really, really good. Ran 13 times for over 70 yards, and he ended up catching 5 passes for like 8 yards per catch. I think it was 5 grabs in the game for 40 yards as a receiver. He's now had at least 90 scrimmage yards in 8 consecutive games. There's no slowing this guy down. He's exceptional outside zone, pin and pull stuff, you know, power, all the tosses, the things that they run out wide. Washington had fits with that last year. He and Atlanta crushed them with that last year.
Mm-hmm.
And he just can't be tackled in space. Now, when you look at that outside stuff that I'm talking about, so he's gained 159 of his 239 total rushing yards, Danny, outside the tackles this season, second most in the NFL. He has been effective at breaking tackles out there, 139 yards after contact, 4.2 per play, top 5 in the league in that over the last 3 years, including this year. So for me, that's where I am petrified. Outside running game.
Yep.
Him as a receiver, I don't know how you stop him.
So what they've done a great job with is the interior stuff, right? That's where they beefed up on the defensive tackles and on the interior. So Josh Jacobs, sledgehammer, I beg you to do it some more. Please call, you know, interior runs, call your duos, call your cracks and your powers and all that kind of stuff.
Genty.
3 yards a pop. Genty, on the interior, they did a great job. They got him outside a little bit. You know, he had a couple hits.
He hit the 3 decent runs, yeah. But you tallied it up. It was 14 carries for 17 yards on everything else.
Yeah. So, the fact that he outside, it negates your Javon Kinlaws, your Daron Payne's to a degree. And it's incumbent upon linebackers, safeties, you know, whoever else to slow the guy down, and nobody does. He's excellent. I mean, he is terrifying. I mean, he's one of the best offensive weapons in this league. And there's just enough there where I know they got shut out this past week. So, you know, I'm sitting there trying to compliment this offense. And I'm going, they're very capable. They were garbage against Minnesota. They didn't do anything. And they did even less last week against Carolina. And the five of us could probably move the football against Carolina. But they're still capable. Drake London is good. Like, that guy is a tough cover, again, for anybody. They haven't used Darnell Mooney much yet. He's, you know, I think this will be his second week, maybe third week healthy as he comes back. They have enough to threaten you, especially a banged-up secondary.
Yeah, the way they use their guys is confounding. I don't understand what Zach Robinson's plan is. You have this incredible running game, and you don't use play action. Please explain that to me.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
But we need to someone explain to me. Someone explain to me how they run the ball so well and they don't use play action. They don't take any shots. They don't throw the ball down the field. They don't move the pocket. If you're afraid of your O-line, that might be a lot of times what people say. Well, they're not going to take shots down the field. They don't like their right tackle. He's their third right tackle. They don't like, you know, their offensive line to hold up. The Chiefs don't trust their offensive line. They move the pocket. They create and extend with Mahomes to buy time for Tyquan Thornton or whoever to get downfield. Where is that for the Atlanta Falcons? I don't understand how Drake London, as an example, who you mentioned, is really, really good. I agree with you. He's got that jump ball ability. He is the ultimate kind of like Mike Evans-y possession type receiver. Everything that they throw to him is within 10 yards of the line of scrimmage. 78.9% of his targets are 9 yards or fewer right now this season. What is that?
Yeah. I mean, he's so good and physical, like winning in short areas. So, like, he's like a tight end in the sense he can box you out and win that way.
They use him like he's Logan made the comment when we were talking, and we're going to break down the Falcons tomorrow on the pod, but like we were just kind of chopping it up on Atlanta. He's like, when he watches the Falcons, he thinks they use Drake London like Travis Kelce, but like not prime Travis Kelce, like old Travis Kelce.
Right, and I guess my point is I would use that too. That's helpful. Third and five, short area. Let's, you know, I saw, for example, the other before Mike Evans pulled his hamstring, it was a goal-to-go situation. You got Mike Evans one-on-one. That is stealing. That's the top of your screen. Quick little one-step, false step out. Cuts in front of the defender. He's big. He's strong. You can't get around him. That's an easy touchdown on that slant. Use Drake London that way. Also, where's the other part? Where's that, you know, more than 7-8 yards down the field type stuff? And don't tell me that, you know, Penix can't get it there. You know, he doesn't have the Michael Vick cannon arm. He could throw it 100 yards in the air from his knee or whatever, Kyle Bowler style. But there's still more in that offense. Has to be somehow, some way. Maybe this is the week they discover it. I would look at some of that Raider film where whoever Trey Tucker is running wild and free like a pony in slow motion on one of those dumb romantic videos, movies rather. Like, there are all sorts of options in the, against the secondary. I would try to do some of those things.
Bijan Robinson has the fourth most missed tackles and generated the third most missed tackle yards this season in the NFL. So this defense, way better against the run. This will be their biggest test yet. Let's go to Bargov in Gaithersburg on The Fan. You just heard the Jaden Daniels press conference here. What does that do for how you feel about him playing?
What up, guys? Yeah, I'm feeling good, honestly, based on his comments, based on just, you know, how it's feeling. I think he's going to play. I would still be cool with him sitting and playing against the Chargers, but I do think he's going to play. Quick point, real quick, just about JD off the field. To your point, Grant, this is pure fan fiction. I don't know anything about his private life, obviously. I know there's that narrative about his mom kind of heavily regulating his life or his dating life. And this is a little bit of a hot take. You know, I don't want him pulling a Money Manziel and spending it every Friday and Saturday with the boys. But, you know, I do hope he's letting his hair down a little bit, not living overly militaristic, maybe going on some dates, you know, Papa's in or two, just relax, you know, stay loose a little bit. So hopefully he's doing that. His mom's not overly regulating his life in that realm. So thanks, guys.
Appreciate you. I'm sure he's having a good time. He was at a WNBA game with Bobby Wagner a couple weeks ago. I've seen him at Wizards games. I think he's been at a Nats game. He was cutting up and having a good time with the boys at the Caps game during the playoffs. My guess is he has a pretty fun experience whenever he wants to with his teammates and his friends, whoever they are. Occasionally he'll get on Instagram Live out and about in California or whatever. I'm not overly concerned about, like, him, you know, not to use your parlance, like, letting his hair down.
Yeah, it's hard for me to decide, like, what I want in that regard. I don't know. I mean, to me, the reason I'm not a fan of his dating life, if that makes any sense. Like, I'm a fan of the football player and the leader that is going to deliver me, that has delivered me so much joy already, then I hope that continues.
Right.
So I understand the point, but it's just, it's not something I usually concern myself with a ton. Like,
totally.
The only time it, and I'm not ripping you, the only time it affects me is when you're ineligible. Like, in other words, when your selfish acts, I'm not talking about Jaden Daniels, but anybody, when you, it was so important to me to have so much fun that I now am ruled ineligible by the NFL because I screwed up in some way, because I drag raced or I was at a nightclub doing something I shouldn't have been doing. The only time that's when it impacts me. Other than that, Godspeed.
Yeah, I kind of feel that way. I mean, it's not our business per se what you do when you leave the facility, as long as you're not getting in trouble. I mean, do whatever you want to do. It's not up to us. Why would we have anything to say about that? But I know what it looks like for most of the really good quarterbacks in the league. Guys like Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen and Joe Burrow. I've seen them on the Netflix series. I know what it looks like for guys that get every ounce of their skill out of themselves, that overachieve like a Kirk Cousins. They spend millions of dollars on their body. They got, you know, wife, husband, masseuse teams coming to their house 3 days a week to, like, make sure their neck and feet are okay. They're hooking up to wires, contraptions to try to read their brain waves. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
That's what it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
You're not just out there shucking and jiving and kicking it at the bar every single night until 2 a.m.
Yeah, they're not putting a clause in your contract that says, please study.
All of our football conversation, some of which is not even football.
That's right, dating life.
Presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with a nice Week 4 matchup for Washington and Atlanta against the Falcons. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.